thank you for calling Therapy Well. This is Sophie speaking.
Oh, hello. My name's Donna Kelly Corbett, and our support coordinator put in an application for my son Benjamin Corbett in May about the possibility of speech therapy, and we were told there was a 3 to 4 month wait list. So I was just wondering if he's still on the wait list and where he is actually on the wait list.
What was the surname, sorry?
His surname was Corbett, C-O-R-B-E-T-T. First name's Benjamin.
And was that for him
speech pathology?
Yeah, sorry. Was that for him, our speech pathologist, or was there a particular one, or just in general?
I didn't have a specific name. No.
Okay. Because I don't have any name Corbett in my system. I'm just searching through my emails as well. And I can't locate anything.
Do you have capacity at the moment?
No, unfortunately not for speech pathology. It is still a wait list.
What would the wait list be now?
Still sort of at approximately 3 months. Do you know when or the name of who contacted us to be placed on
the
wait
list? Kathy McGuire from I should know this. Hold on a sec.
MC
the change.
MCG Y A R.
Pardon? I don't know if it's my phone, but it's like there's a lot of people talking in the background. Would that be fine?
Oh,
if I can barely hear you above all the other people.
Unfortunately, I'm not too sure how to, because I am in a little bit of a loud space, but I'm just wondering how to spell McGuire.
I'm sorry, I could hear a man's voice. I couldn't hear you. Can you ask me the question again?
I'm just trying to search
That's
up
better.
The surname, McGuire.
Yeah. The spelling is M-A-G-U-I-R-E. And she was the support coordinator for Care for Change.
So I can see... that there's an email, a referral from Kathy, and then
okay.
We emailed Kathy back just advising of the wait list,
okay.
But we never heard anything back. It just said, please let us know if you would like to add your participant to the wait list, including any relevant details, and we never received a response to that email.
Isn't she a beautiful little person? Because that's not what I said to her. I said to her to put him on the wait list. And I answered the questions. So do I contact her again and get her to contact you? Or
no, you can do it through us. Now, let me just have a quick look. I did have...
He's under the public guardian, so it has to get approved from the public guardian. But
who was the guardian, sorry?
It's the public guardian, the office of the public guardian. It has to be approved by them. But she sent me an email saying the 3 to 4 months, and I said put him on the wait list.
Right, okay. As far as my records can show, just having a look at the email.
Yeah, you didn't hear anything.
No. But I have just this morning had someone remove themselves from sessions. So I just want to see if there's something coming up that I might be able to offer you. Was it for an assessment or just ongoing appointment?
He hasn't been to a speech pathologist before, so it was going to be for ongoing appointments.
Ongoing, okay, not a problem. It looks like we'll have some availability on a Friday at 9:30 a.m. is what's been cancelled here.
And is that at Auchenflower or Mount Cravat?
In Auchenflower.
Okay. Well, we will need a service agreement from you to get the approval from the public guardian to proceed.
So is there NDIS funding?
Yes.
Okay. And is it self or plan managed?
It's plan managed.
Not a problem. Now, the one thing that I am just trying to look for, so our intake appointments, how old?
He's 27.
27, okay. So that one could just be, what was his name?
His name is Benjamin Corbett, C-O-R-B for Bob, E-double-T. Birthdays 21st to the 1st, 98.
Yeah, so that availability is from the 15th of August at 9:30 a.m. And it's available fortnightly. In terms of funding, do you know if fortnightly is suitable for you?
Yes, that'll be fine.
Yeah, okay. And I think just having a quick look, it is available until the end of the year. Yes, it is. So the intake appointment would be on the 15th of August.
Okay. We have to get the service agreement through first, I think.
Yeah, so for us to be able to do that, we do make the appointments.
Okay.
To be in our system to be able to send all that through. So what I'll do is I'll book the appointments in and then I'll send an email through with an intake form to complete. And then also I'll send that service agreement through.
Okay.
Does that go directly to yourself?
Yes, to myself.
And what's the best email address for me to send that to?
DONNACORB for Bob, EETT007 at gmail.com.
And then just to put the contact number on file, the one that you're calling from now, is that the best one for any?
For me, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful. Wonderful. I'll set that all up and I'll send everything through. It may come through in the next hour or so.
Okay.
But just give us a call back if you've got any questions.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
That's
bye-bye.
Okay. No problem. Thanks. Bye.